This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Heat back on the hardwood tonight. 7:30 is your tip from the Kaseya Center. It's been 7 postseason games since they've won one. We'll try and avoid Cancun tonight. Down 3-0 in the series. Down 0-3 in the series to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Panthers are back on the ice tonight. They're in a much better position. Game 4 against the Lightning. They're up 2-1. Puck drops at 7 o'clock there from Amerant Bank Arena. Are the boys live there today, Vlad? Do you know?
Yes, I do believe. Steph just called me earlier for the access. So I think they are doing their show from Amerant Bank Arena.
There you go. They will be out there. The Marlins, they dropped 2 out of 3 to the Seattle Mariners over the weekend. They will start up a series with the Dodgers. So I'm going to take on a little Shohei Ohtani. That gets going tonight late, 10 p.m. If you guys are looking for the fish. You guys are up late, can't sleep. Late night with the fish gets going tonight, 10 as they open up that series. Dodgers, I think, are in town next week. So if you guys are interested in seeing Ohtani in person, in the flesh, you got that going for you. And then the Athletics are here this weekend. I don't know what they refer to themselves. Are they just the Athletics? They're not Oakland anymore.
I think they're just the Athletics.
They're just the Athletics.
Yes.
Interesting. We're playing in Sacramento, undistinguished, not in Vegas yet, Athletics.
So next year there'll be Vegas Athletics?
I don't know. Is it next year or the year? I don't know how long it takes to build a baseball stadium. I'm not sure when they officially move, Leroy, but I know Oakland told them to kick rocks. So that's why they're playing in Sacramento this year.
Oh, because they wanted to play one more year in Oakland.
Yeah, and they said hit the bricks. So they found a new place. This is, I mean, one of the craziest stories I've ever seen of stupidity. So Shedeur Sanders was obviously the big story over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Falls into the draft in the 5th round. They kept cutting to his party. It was streaming. And eventually, at one point, Leroy, somebody calls Shedeur Sanders and is like pretending to be somebody. And they're like, looks like you're going to have to wait a little longer. So they prank called Shedeur Sanders thinking that he got drafted. Which
they found out who it was.
They found out who it was because this was a specific phone that Shedeur had just gotten the day before the draft. That the only people who had numbers for it were the NFL personnel people. So they were able to deduce, hey, this isn't like some rando just has Shedeur's number that's been out there forever. He just got the phone. Well, here's the thing with kids these days. They like to film everything, and they're idiots. So, of course.
They filmed him making a phone call?
Yup.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
And of course, the internet is going to now be able to track down. The internet's going to sleuth. And this kid is sitting there on the couch with his buddies prank calling Shedeur Sanders because they got to get the credit for it. And they look through and they're like, huh, I know that kid. Let's look at that. That's that school. Boop, boop, boop. It was some small school. And it ends up being the Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich, who, of course, was the interim coach for the Jets last year after they fired their coach. He's now the DC in Atlanta, and it was his punk son, Jax Ulbrich.
Not even an offensive guy?
Nope.
How old is this kid?
21.
He ain't a kid. He's a kid, but he's not a kid.
He's a dumbass is what he is. The Atlanta Falcons had to issue a statement. Earlier this week, Jax Ulbrich immediately just is like, oh. The 21-year-old son of defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich unintentionally came across the draft contact phone number for Shedeur Sanders off an open iPad while visiting his parents' house and wrote down the number to later conduct a prank call. Jeff Ulbrich was unaware of the data exposure or any facets of the prank and was made aware only after the fact. The Atlanta Falcons do not condone this behavior and send our sincere apologies to Shedeur Sanders and his family who have been in contact to apologize to, as well as facilitate an apology directly from Jax to Shedeur.
Now, question. What was one of the things said about Shedeur? He had a bad interview, right?
Yep.
How old is Shedeur?
22.
The kid that pranked him is 21.
Yep.
Look how hard they on Shedeur. And look at how we are just chuckling over the dumbass.
Jax Ulbrich took to social media with his statement.
We want to hear more from him?
On Friday night, I made a tremendous mistake. Shedeur, what I did was completely inexcusable, embarrassing, and shameful. I'm so sorry I took away from your moment. It was selfish and childish. I could never imagine getting ready to celebrate one of the greatest moments of your life, and I made a terrible mistake and messed with that moment. Thank you for accepting my call earlier, and I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me.
Nah.
Damage is done.
Damage is mad done. You know,
damage is done, my
You know
friend.
What?
And that
think
ain't no
all,
kid.
Think of all the things they said about Shedeur's.
Forget that. Leroy. We're not even. No. Leroy. Who are the two most popular players in the franchise history of the Atlanta Falcons?
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick and Jamal Anderson?
No, Deion Sanders.
Ah, yeah.
You still see 21 jerseys.
All the time.
All the time in Atlanta. So for Jeff Albrecht's son to, like, it's like you're taking a shot to Sanders' family. They're not going to like that. They're not going to like that in Atlanta. He better have a top five defense because he's like Deion's diet, like Deion's like royalty over there in Atlanta. So messing with his family,
Yeah, but what's he going to do? Like, what's going to happen?
Unless
they're going to fire.
That's the issue. That's the issue that I have is that we have people. I mean. Think about what you would say if a football player did that. Kick him out of the league. Do this. Do whatever.
What do you fight?
We got a kid who's damn near the same age doing something just as dumb, and now we want, he accepted my apology. And okay.
Do they fire Ulbrich?
I don't know.
Because you got to find out that the defense coordinator actually gave him the number, right?
No,
I know what they said. I'm saying, let's say Ulbrich wanted a good chuckle. And he just gave him the number. Oh, I happened to leave my iPad open.
If an athlete had done this, Vlad, we would be saying the streets need a body.
Let me just say.
Do the streets not need a
body
now?
I'm sorry. This is the year of our Lord, 2025. You don't have a pin on your iPad for work? My son doesn't know that. Oh, Ulbrich just, silly me. He got the number. What is he, a toddler running a, buying something for an app?
I'm more than sure that the dad, who was probably working on the iPad at some point and had a grown-ass kid, didn't know he had to deal with this.
Unless he's a meathead.
Okay, but why? Tobin, my question is, you got kids that you're drafting that are the same age. They don't get that benefit.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's the only way you get real consequences out of this is if Jeff Ulbrich really innocently didn't know anything about that. Okay. which I'm having a hard time believing.
Hey,
if everybody in the league,
wait, see, here's what's funny: to firing someone over a phone call, stop being soft. Again.
No, that's a bad look on the Atlanta Falcons.
We suspended somebody for doing finger guns. Stop. Like, I don't understand what you guys think. You don't think that you're being a little over the top with athletes? And that if an athlete had done something like this, you would want that guy kicked out of the league?
Well, if the
Stop it!
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, there's no consequences for it
right.
for Jax Olbrook because nobody cares
right.
about Jax Olbrook.
Exactly.
Unless we find out the dad actually gave him the number.
Which you're not going to find out.
I don't know.
No, because that's something you could keep hush-hush. Plus, keep in mind, with the explanation, they already cleared that out.
Well, I mean, you would think keeping it hush-hush would also be not recording.
Oh, no. He went full. He went full
stupid. Yeah, he went full stupid.
He had a picture of it.
I bet they're going to tell you, Jeff, because that's probably what Jeff Olbrook said. Oh, he got out of my phone. Hey, there better not be a text that says, hey, Jax, here's Shador's number. Better not
they
be that text.
Do that much investigating.
Maybe not. Depends what Deion wants, right? What if Deion no. if Deion is royalty to the Falcons like that, and he calls up Arthur Blank and he goes, "All right, well, can you look at his phone real quick?"
I would think this, in all honesty. What would piss Deion off is the way they attacked his kid about all of that stuff. That he had a bad interview and a bad this and a bad that, and how everybody just went after his kid, right? And then have somebody the same damn age, and they just call him a knucklehead young person, right? And everybody to move on. I think that would bother him more than anything. It's not even that it was a prank call. It's not even words, but the fact that his son, who is the same age as this kid, just got treated. I can't think of the last time everybody went after a player in the draft like they went after him. Right? Good or bad, whether you're going to draft him or not, you didn't have to go after him to try to justify it. Just don't draft him. But everybody wanted to justify it, so they basically went after him.
And I
would say that for somebody in a coach to have a kid the same damn age and to say, "Oh, I called and apologized. Oopsie."
Yeah, that's but it's still you can't say there's no accountability for it. Like, the team issued a statement. Like, it's obviously obviously
a statement. Leroy, when does a statement work with an athlete? When has a statement work with an athlete?
Athletes put out statements all the time. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I don't even understand. Like, what is your argument here? If the team puts out an official on letterhead that we put out an apology because our defensive coordinator's son hacked an iPad.
By the way, this is
not
fun.
You know how embarrassing that is?
This is not fun, guys. I see a lot of people in the chat line and chat saying it's fun. No, because this guy's waiting for the opportunity. This is a big dream. Like, you wouldn't want that to happen. If you were waiting for your big job. Like, if they had a big job interview and they're waiting for that call to say they got hired, you're not wanting somebody to prank you. Like, don't think, what's the lecture about? Nah, fam, like, you wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want that for your child.
That's why I'm saying, when you guys are just taking the explanation at its word, like, that's very generous of you to think that Olbrook didn't give his son the number for goofs. But if there was as much backlash as has been reported around the league at Shador Sanders, who's to say some coach isn't a jerk? We saw a coach do yayo off of his desk. These are not well-behaved people all the time. You think it's that crazy to think that Olbrook, meathead defensive coordinator, is like, son, here's a funny joke. Here's Shador Sanders' number. They're sitting in the same room all day, bored. Let's see if it comes through. Now, the part of it is your son can't be a dumbass and videotape himself, which, of course,
that's what they do.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
But I'm telling you, if they find out that Olbrook, that he didn't steal the number from Olbrook and that he actually gave the number to his son, yeah, then there will be consequences for it.
I doubt it.
Cats think it's, nah, man, it's not funny, bro. It's not funny. It's not.
I mean, I don't, like, again, it had, humor to it, right? But you have to understand, as a society, how we attack these athletes that are the same damn age as this kid in the prank he pulled. And you can say, oh, he's not, somebody said, oh, he's not going under center and getting millions to play quarterback. It doesn't change the age that you are and your mentality. Hell, you would think Josh should know right now, no gun references. After being suspended for taking a picture with a gun.
Yeah, but.
But guess what?
He came through with a better celebration anyway.
Right.
Man, that's going to slap at the Kaseya Center next year. Right. I can't wait to throw grenades.
Like the like his chest on the court when he fell?
I hope it's okay. So, I'm ready for training camp.
I'm just that amazed that if an athlete were to do something along that line, right, then we would be calling for some heads to roll. And now that this is the kid or the coach who's the same age, we want to just chalk it off to being funny, right?
I don't think it is, because he's not apologizing. Like, obviously, people were pissed off about it. There's not statements from the team if people weren't pissed off about it.
No, I got you.
But to this point, what do you do for some punk kid who has no consequences in his life? I don't know what the punishment is, I guess. Hey, Olbrook, Jax Olbrook, I guess you're never getting a job in the NFL if that's what he has things to aspire for. I don't know what some dope has, as his next profession. But I'm going to find out, Jeff, if you sent him that phone number. Because if you did, take a break. 15 minutes of heat if we must. Next. 15 minutes of heat here for you. 560 WQAM. Brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. The Miami Heat, game 4 tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Tyler Herro has guaranteed we're not going out 4-0. Well, we'll see. Tonight, 7:30 is when we get going. 6 o'clock, preheat gets going from the Kaseya Center. Of course, there was a lot.
I want him to think that.
Scooby?
Right.
Oh, you want Tyler to think? Yeah. You know, I'd love him to think that. You know? Give me some points. Let's go.
I mean, they have put the clamps on him to some extent.
They certainly have. They have made it one mission to make Tyler Herro
that's uncomfortable. That's what the playoffs are, though.
They are.
We're going to take your best player, and we're going to try to make everybody else beat you. And right now, we need somebody else to pop off for a 35-point night.
I think that they are both getting exactly what they want from both Tyler and Bam, which is dare Bam to go attack the rim. He is not. And have Tyler Herro get the ball out of his hands and throw a bunch of bodies at him to not shoot. And, they've had a lot of success with it outside of game two. Davion Mitchell afterwards, this is him on all the adversity that the Heat have faced so far this season. Here's what Off-Night had to say. He's had a good series.
I mean, like you said before, we went through a lot this year. The 10-game losing streak, but we never let go of the rope. I think that it made us better in the long run. I mean, people said we were supposed to be home 2 weeks ago. We ended up winning 2 road games. So anything can happen. We got to take one game at a time. We made history before, so let's keep trying to make history.
I let go of the rope somewhere down 25 in that game.
It was burning your hands.
I was like, I'm out of here, dude. I'll see you Monday. I mean, kidding me?
Don't let go of the rope.
You weren't holding on to nothing.
37 points.
Man, and on TV, the one thing that I would say is they try to say that the Heat, you know, kind of gave up or whatever. They're playing well. They're shooting the ball well, right? They're not playing that the defense that, you know, you expect them to play, because Cleveland's really good.
They also didn't. I mean, I don't think they played well. Quite obviously, you lose by 37, you didn't play well. Spo said they laid an egg. I mean, they turned the ball over a lot, and some of them were just mind-numbing.
That was like just killing me, right? Like, you can say that they're very efficient defensively in Cleveland, but that ain't have nothing to do with some of the turnovers you had.
Yeah, it was
nothing to do with it.
That was a rough look. Khalil Ware, he's had his own turmoil this welcome to the playoff series for him. This is what Spo had to say on his rookie big going out there against the likes of Jared Allen, Evan Mobley. Mostly Jared Allen just giving him the business.
It's not only this game. It's, you know, it's the two games before this. It's the two play-ins. You know, we're also dependent on his minutes. However many minutes those may be. I understand he's being fed through a fire hose. And, you know, he just arrived here in July, but you still inherit all of our experiences from and expectations of previous playoff, you know, of last year. He cares. We're coaching him hard, you know, and I feel for him because there's an expectation that he has to be there like a vet. These are important learning experiences. He's getting better from it because, if anything, he's not like at the highest level, whether it's an effort, awareness, a communication standpoint. In the playoffs, you pay the price, you know, on that. So he cares, and he'll go right back to work tomorrow. You know, and that's the thing that I respect about Khalil.
Have I not been saying what Spo has said for 6 months? Have I not been saying those things? And now we're saying it the third game into the first round of the playoffs?
It's paying the price, dude. I mean, Jared Allen is making him pay.
I'm just saying, like, now you're trying to be understanding and patient with Khalil.
Well, he says
when
he,
you sent him to the Yotes.
He says
they sent him to the Yotes.
Dude, they sent him to the Yotes for one game.
So what?
He's sending his ass to the bench very quickly. Quick hook on him.
Hey,
Jared.
Like, I just say in the presser after the game, he's trying to talk about how understanding he is. But he don't give a damn about understanding during the heat of the battle.
Yeah, he gave him 6 minutes in the first half. He goes, sit your ass down. Couldn't wait to sit him down. He's like, Haywood, get out there. I mean,
yeah, but the problem is they are so tall.
I know. Why does Evan Mobley just look like legs and arms? There's no torso.
Why does it feel like every game you watch, why is he improving? It's like every game Evan Mobley just improves.
He's only like, what, 22?
Oh, my God. He's scary.
He's scary.
Yeah.
He is. He is scary. But he has no torso. He's just like, it's just.
Arms and legs.
It's just like he's just been. Like he looks, it looks like Space Jam.
And then, you know what's worse? They talk about the bigs banging inside and getting rebounds and blocks and all this stuff. Right? And then I hear, Evan Mobley just made a three? And they shoot threes too?
He does, yeah. He does.
Point for Jay Finn.
What are y'all doing?
Nothing. We're just listening to you very intently and closely.
I did nothing. I'm listening to you.
Spit it out, Giggles.
Nothing. Something about bigs, you said, right?
Big. Yeah, there was one where like where just shot a three and just kind of stared at it. And then, like, the loose ball goes to the Cavs and like Allen gets a bucket on him the next possession. So I was like, get your ass down on the bench. Like, he was so done with him. Oh man. It was tough. It's been tough for the young bigs in this series. Nico had a good spurt there in game two, But it was first game in 2 months. Did not shoot it well. Has not shot it well with the hand coming back from the broken hand. Hasn't had that rhythm yet. Maybe he'll get it tonight. First of four. Let's go. Starts
well, if he don't get it tonight, he got to wait till next year.
If he don't get it tonight, he's got to work on it all summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't even get yourself hyped up to even try this, can you?
I don't like. It's not impossible to me that they can win, Vlad, just because it's the NBA. Like, I could see the Cavaliers coming in hungover on Astron, and you know,
really,
I could see.
They didn't
come
hungover on Astron the other day.
No, I have a theory.
But it was an early game, so
it's an early game. Right. But if you're smart, if we sweep right now,
they're gonna have a vacation here.
They can at least spend an extra night and go to Astron.
Probably two.
Well, the Indiana Milwaukee series might end on very shortly tomorrow.
Yeah,
because Dame's hurt. By the way, Toby and I were talking. You know who's looking like $1 million right now?
Portland.
Yeah, Joe Cronin can go to hell still, though.
Joe Cronin has played this unbelievably.
If Damian Lillard's career might be over, what a guy.
And Scoot. That's Scoot.
Nobody's better than Scoot.
Scoot's showing improvement. Look, he everybody thought that Joe Cronin was going to get dog walked by Riles.
Don't you feel, though, like, doesn't Damian Lillard have to sit on that court and he thinks to myself,
could have been in Miami.
What did I do to deserve this? Stuck in Wisconsin. Now I never get to leave Wisconsin. I'm going to be stuck here in Wisconsin with my blood clot calf and now my torn Achilles in the other calf? Ridiculous. What does Damian Lillard do to deserve this? This is bad karma. He doesn't deserve this. He's a sweet man. Love Damian Lillard. What kind of bad run of luck is this?
Well, aren't you happy that this luck didn't happen in Miami?
Wouldn't have happened in Miami. In a different universe.
God, like you, I hate when you do that.
It would have been a different universe.
Really?
Yeah.
You're making a lot of assumptions.
Always your counter. That's always your counter.
You
first
do.
Of all, I'm not making a lot of assumptions. I'm making one assumption.
You're saying that blood clots wouldn't happen here.
Nah. Sea air. Smell that.
Oh, blood clots
would
definitely
happen.
That
definitely helps. That is a cure.
The cold can't be good for the clots.
Really?
Yeah.
And with your medical degree, you came to this conclusion how?
I can't be proven
medical
wrong.
Degree.
You are 100% wrong.
Can't prove it.
Yep.
Box 10?
No.
Nope,
Google is smarter than you.
Google it then. Google the proof against me.
The cold caused blood clot. Oop. Ooh.
My point.
Oh.
My point.
Oh, yeah, Tobin.
Hold on. Tobin. Man, you were so lucky.
Just apologize.
Just say
I was right.
Yes. Cold temperatures can actually increase the risk of blood clots. While blood naturally clots to stop bleeding, cold weather can cause the blood to become thicker and more prone to forming clots, which can be dangerous.
And I know everyone wants to throw Chris Bosh in my face. I believe Chris Bosh got it in the All-Star break. He was not here. He's traveling. So, the sea air. But, alas, Joe Cronin got away with a crime.
I just know how in the hell are you this lucky? Because you didn't know the answer to that.
I did
know. You just made it up.
I told you I knew.
You just
made it up.
You just made it up.
Tobes
MD. You just made it up, and I went and Googled.
Don't be mad.
And like.
Just another reason to upset you today.
Sometimes it's like the kids say, just take the L and move on, you know?
You didn't know.
Point four.
You didn't know. You did not.
Tobin never knows, but he says it so confidently that when you do look it up and he's like, oh, he's right.
He says things.
So
he was right, and it pisses me off.
Yeah, hey.
Now, that means it opens the door for him to say other ridiculous stuff.
But Leroy, we always say a broke clock is always right two times.
Yes.
So he's right once.
Oh, my goodness. Like, when I saw it and I Googled, I saw it, I'm like, damn. Like, I don't want to, like, I should have just lied, huh?
Probably.
No.
But no.
Someone would have
No, you couldn't. You couldn't. Because then somebody would have called you out on the chat. No.
We'll take a break.
What a lie was me.
We'll play a little All Right, Oh No to close things out. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, WQM's Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, is back Friday, May 9th at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. Talk sports unfiltered with the WQM sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. Stop on by. No registration necessary. Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. It's free. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online at edmoresawgrass.com. You must be 21 or over to attend.
I got to get there early because I got to get into that good food.
Yeah, man.
Missed out last time.
You
with the tacos?
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, I ate it, but it wasn't. I need to get something in my belly so I could get that liquor.
Let's get to All Right and Oh No to close things out here on a Monday. My All Right. Told you, Peter Bendix.
Oh, you're going to change your heart.
He may have pulled something off of this Jazz Chisholm trade. Augustin Ramirez, he's good.
He's been here for a week, so relax.
But it was the greatest week ever.
I know, dude. You
all right.
Baseball is 162 games. He's played five. And you are...
First impressions are very important to me. And this guy has been doing nothing but hitting tater tots since he's come up to the fish.
Okay, who's more impressive, him or Eminem?
Max Meyer?
No, Mervin.
Oh, Mervis. I would say Ramirez.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't Mervis like... Damn near leading the league in home runs?
I think you got to calm down a little bit, dude.
I got to calm down.
You got to calm down a little bit, dude.
I've been playing baseball for a week, and you're already all righting him.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he deserves it.
Okay.
Three home runs over the series. That's a big weekend.
Yeah, and I think Mervis has, what, 8, 9?
Mervis has 7. Tied for a cool 13th in the league.
Okay.
Anyway, my oh no.
Oh no.
Look, I didn't want to do this because plenty of people deserve blame for the Heat struggles. However.
Are you giving it to yourself?
No.
That's where this is going.
However, her hips may not lie. But she appears to be a mush because, once again, Shakira courtside for a Heat game. They get their asses kicked.
Oh, no.
This is what I missed out on?
I'm telling you.
Tell me?
Well, I didn't want to ruin your weekend, but Shakira, you're right. She was sitting courtside, and I don't know what to tell you, J-Fig. Once again, the Heat put a big...
So I was right?
You may have been onto something with Shakira. Now, of course, she's not with Jimmy Buckets anymore. At least I don't think so.
She's still courtside.
But she was courtside. Worst playoff loss in history. That's rough. Anyway, what's your all right and oh no, Leroy?
All right. My oh no goes to you.
Oh,
answer for your crimes. Stop trying to pass the buck on the season.
You guys have literally been making me answer my question.
To anybody else, this all started with you. You were the catalyst. Everybody was going to play nice. And then you had Pat Riley say, Jimmy Butler needs to shut it.
Yeah, you never even wanted Jimmy Butler here.
What do you mean?
You didn't even want him here. You're like, don't pay him.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gave him an extension.
So then what are you giving me grief for?
Because you would have gave him an extension?
You're right. I would have.
Okay. All right. All right. You're again.
I got. According to you, got you what you wanted.
My all right. Because I know I'm going to hurry up and be done with it because people are going to fight me over this. This is the first time that I've come out of a Dolphins draft And it seems like they had a plan. They stuck with it. They filled a bunch of needs with quality players. Not saying it's going to work out. But in drafts past, they were either trading the picks or all over the place. Right? Talking about best available, best available. You ended up with guys you're drafting the first round who are not even on the team. And I'm not talking about for reasons of contract, but just because they weren't any good in the first or two rounds. I really do believe that when this is all said and done, you're going to have a catalyst or a beginning of a group of guys that are going to be able to play together for a long time, just based on the positions that they play. So I'm going to give it to Chris Greer. He needs a win.
All right.
He needs a win. He got one. I think this draft, they all got one. Him, Mike McDaniel, the whole organization. So I'm interested to see how it is going to pan out. There's no guarantees. But as of right now, you can't tell me, based on the draft, that you don't feel positive about who they brought into the organization.
I mean, I hope. I mean, listen, Jonah is already not Liam Eikenberg, so he's okay in my book.
See, that's listen, when they drafted him, I'm like, Tobin's happy.
Yeah.
That's it. But they got an offensive lineman and a defensive lineman can flat out move. That's all you need to know. So they stayed within the principles of what they want as far as guys to be mobile and be able to move as big guys to be able to pull, play multiple positions. And they got a guard. So I was real happy. I was real positive coming out of the draft and what they did.
Jennifer, what's your all right? No, no.
Well, my all right obviously goes to this weekend celebrating my friends.
All right.
And their engagement. And
are your eyes still red?
My eyes.
From the weekend?
You do look high as a kite.
What? Don't.
She's high as a kite.
Stop trying to accuse me of things.
You went into Vlad's lunchbox?
No.
Are you hanging out with the Jags GM?
Lunchbox. No. Don't you dare accuse me of things.
Not accusing. No. Your eyes are revealing it.
Hey, Vlad.
How
told
are my eyes red? They're not red.
Hey, Vlad told you that Scooby-Doo lunchbox did not contain lunch.
Wow. You guys think so much of me.
Point for Leroy.
Got a mystery machine in there.
Oh, my, he's a great Raggy.
Point for Toby.
What's your oh no, Jennifer?
You guys.
Wow. All right.
Who's next?
The munchies.
How do you just turn my all right into this? That's crazy.
Because that's what we do.
Vlad, what's your all right? No, no.
I can't even get to my own. No,
I thought you said it was us.
Because you turned it into you guys.
Oh, God.
Wow.
My all right?
Hmm?
Captain Clutch, Jalen Brunson.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Listen,
enjoy the second round. Again.
I'd rather be in the second round.
Of course you would be.
Than not be in the second round. But nonetheless, he came up big with two clutch performances in the fourth quarter. And also, Cat, got to give Bodega Cat credit as well.
How's his ankle? He could barely walk, and then all of a sudden he came out.
Yeah, he does something that's weird. And I'm questioning this. Every time he goes back to the locker room, he comes back like he had Popeye spinach, and then all of a sudden,
he's got that Tyreek Hill.
He hulks up. He changes his sneakers. All of a sudden, he can't miss.
That's like that Tyreek Hill IV.
But I'm not complaining about it. My oh no, to the Detroit Pistons fans, stop your crying, all right? Stop your blood clot crying, okay? Enough. It's your first time in the playoffs.
He did get fouled at the end, though, Vlad. He did.
I know he got fouled on the end. So what? Mm-hmm. They've been fouling my guys all series. They've been benefit of all the calls.
By the way, did you guys see the end of that Clippers Nuggets game with the dunk?
That is the craziest ending ever.
I think he deserves it. Look. I think he deserves it. Because if you're in the basket, I think you deserve it.
Right. If the ball's all the way through, whether your hands are on it,
that would mean that the ball was released before the clock, went red.
It was crazy, though.
It was crazy.
Oh, my God. I've never seen anything like that.
It was a wild
By the way, you know what the best part of that whole game was?
Mm.
It was the end. The only person that didn't seem thrilled that his team won was Jokic. Of course. Okay, good win.
Because he was trying to make that shot.
But he even, but you would go crazy. Oh my God, I missed the shot, but my teammate dunked it in. We win. We got out of, we're getting out of LA, tied 2-2. We get home court.
He was just happy there was no overtime. So
I think that was
what
he was happy about. Like, no good, no overtime. I could go play with horses.
What's the number one racetrack out in LA? Is it Santa Anita?
No, it's Hollywood.
Yeah, just he's like, great, yeah. Racetrack. Perfect.
Like right across the street from it, too.
Yeah, like, oh, this is great. Oh, horse, I love you so much. I hate Aaron Gordon, but I love horse.
I don't know if he hates Aaron Gordon.
Okay,
like
too
that.
Strong, too strong. But I love you. Maybe I'll be Clipper. Close to you.
You should tell him that there's a lot of horse land in Miami. He's going to be, if he gets eliminated, let me tell you this. If Denver gets eliminated, you have Giannis, KD, and Jokic that could be available during the summer.
And I'm telling you, what do you want for that? You want to bring in an adorable European Jokic, into the front office.
You're going to mortgage your future.
Hmm?
You want to talk about mortgaging the future for a player. And I wouldn't even be mad.
Jokic, what if Jokic is like, you send to Miami? No, we're not doing that. But others want to go. Whatever you say, Joker. Yes, we like to tan. Send now. 2 picks.
It'll be more than that.
It'd be all the picks.
All the picks.
You'd have to rob OKC.
Look, you're going to be doing the big three. Hey, all you're going to be talking about for the next 5 years is mid-level.
We're going to actually have a horse playing point guard.
You do. A moose.
Jokic passes it to horse. Horse. Can't dribble. He has hooves. You know, the refs keep calling for fouls there, Crotty. How do you get a jersey on a horse? You think that'd be hard?
I mean, we're not getting the crap kicked out of you?
Without getting kicked?
Dude, I've seen horses. They got the quickest jab in the business.
Spoh's still going to bring out a horse if he can't defend the paint. I'm like, get out of here. Send him to Sioux Falls. Like,
no! No!
Get out of here, horse!
You got 4 legs. You can't hold 2 of them up on defense?
That's horse culture. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.